This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, we have a bunch of stuff still to get to this afternoon. Paula Scanlon, who is an ambassador for the Riley Gaines Center, will join us here in a little bit to talk about the Title IX lawsuit over the trans volleyball player at San Jose State. My friend John Ziegler, who always mixes it up with us, will be here talking about Mika and Morning Joe. And we're going to get into DOGE. I just like saying DOGE.
The
Department
of
Governmental Efficiency will do that with my friend Tom Schatz, president of Citizens Against Government Waste. But Sue, next week we have Guns N' Hoses next Wednesday night. It is a legendary epic event here in St. Louis, November 27th, Enterprise Center. The police officers from the region, the firefighters, they get in a ring and they kick each other's butts.
Yeah,
and they take
do.
This very seriously, too. Greg Brown is with us. He is the fire chief of Eureka. And we also have Lindsay Wanner, who is a wonderful local artist. We're going to explain her connection to this in the studio this afternoon. How are you both? Thank you for coming in. Lindsay, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you
and,
so much.
And Chief Brown, good to see you.
Good to see you. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Well, let's kind of, before we get to the, I have a great offer for Lindsay, too. I'm going to make you, I think it's a good negotiation, and we're going to see what you think here in a moment. But, Greg, let's talk about the event itself. And I said this, and I admitted this during the break. Shamefully, I've never been to Guns N' Hoses. I've talked about it all my years here in St. Louis on the radio, and I've never been. And my son with his new child, my grandson is in, and my other son from Chicago, so I turned down a ticket this year. He's judging me right now. So can you see the Chief's eyeballs on me?
Mean.
He's very disappointed
I'll say
in
it
me.
On the air for you. Yeah, you are getting judged.
I know. I deserve
you've
it.
You've got a grandson coming in town. New, that's one thing, but he would enjoy it. I'm just saying.
I think you would enjoy it.
I think the whole family would. It's the most fun that you're ever going to have on the night before Thanksgiving, period.
Have you ever fought in this thing?
I fought in 1998 and 2000.
Wow. Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
So what is it? How do we determine who's going to fight and how the matchups take place?
Okay. Well, the way it starts is people just sign up. They have a desire. They want to get in the ring. I had a desire back then that I had been to it a couple of times. I thought, man, I thought I could do that. So I signed up, and you train
right
for months. Typically, we start training no later than the end of August. Some people start a little before.
Now, do you have to train on your own, or do they have people that organize
We have gyms that are set up with trainers that that work with people. And then as we get closer to the show, we have a box off. And there's a group of people who decide, okay, it looks like these are good matches.
Mm-hmm.
You can be a really great fighter or a really poor fighter, but they want to match you up with somebody who's basically the same ability. So it's a good show. So it looks good. You want to have good competition. It always is. Steve Holly is our master matchmaker. And
How many weight classes do you have in Guns N' Hoses?
Well, it depends on the event. If we have a lot of slim people wanting to fight, because there's men and women who fight, or if there's heavyweights. So you're going to see all the different potential weight classes. You're going to have people that maybe are 120 pounds or even less, or you may have some super heavyweights over 220 pounds.
Lindsay Wanner, you're not going to be in the ring, are you, fighting?
No.
Would you ever consider that?
No.
Really? I wouldn't either because I'm too much of a wimp. But I will say this. You know, it was fun. I talked about this yesterday. I missed the Tyson-Jake Paul match. But the undercard match with the two women beforehand was amazing, Chief. I don't know if you saw it, but it was a really, really good fight.
It was amazing. And I'll tell you, Guns N' Roses, a lot of times the ladies fighting is some of the
pretty
best fighting that you'll ever see.
Yeah, I love that. All right, so I mean, Lindsay, what's your participation in this? Because I think a lot of people might be familiar with your artwork. It's very unique here in St. Louis, and you've donated a pretty cool piece, haven't you?
Yeah, so I got involved because actually Steve Holly was a professor of mine at St. Louis University. So we've been connected since then, but I have family members in, you know, law enforcement, and so I'm honored to be able to work with you guys in that way.
Yeah.
But I've donated art in the past, but this year I did something really special. I made two portraits, which take like about a month each. So it's like very time consuming. And like with it being a big donation like that, I wanted to make sure that, you know, we were doing it in a way that would bring in the most money for the cause.
Absolutely. So describe, you know, for people who haven't seen this, we're on the radio right now. Describe your artwork.
So I create portraits out of vinyl records.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
So like I cut the pieces by hand, well, with a hot knife anyway,
yeah,
and then layer them and paint them. And then, so up close, you're just like, oh, it's a bunch of records. You see the album covers in the background. But when you step back, you're like, you can see the portraits.
Yeah, and you have, so the piece that you have created that will be auctioned off is of Muhammad Ali,
mm-hmm,
correct?
And yes, two pieces. So there's,
oh, it's two pieces.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you get
Tyson and
if
Ali.
You win. Yeah, it's a Muhammad Ali and Mike Tyson, which arguably the two best boxers of all time. I just wanted to make it as universal as possible so that, you know, it would be like a crowd favorite.
Absolutely. How did this whole, I'm so fascinated by your art and what you do here, and I still have my offer. Don't forget about that.
Okay. Right?
I'm going to put that on the table here in a second. But how did you come up with the idea? Where did this all come from?
I was actually
Chief,
like,
by the way, it was nice of you to come in, but I'm done with you, just so you know.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right. Go ahead, Lindsay.
I was a manager at the Yellow Pages and just like...
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Drawing at my desk. And then people started ordering drawings for me. And then, of course, the Yellow Pages tanked and I got laid off.
That's right. The Yellow Pages. We're old enough to remember
oh,
that.
Dear.
Yeah.
So I just kind of rolled with it and started using like materials and like trying to evolve my art over time, because I feel like, you know, a lot of people can draw, or a lot of people in the art world draw or paint on canvas, but I wanted it to be like unique.
Different.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's kind of like my thing. I just want to make sure, like, I want to make things that people haven't seen before.
So right. Describe, there's a piece that's up on the website. This is a great St. Louis piece, great American piece, called All American,
mm-hmm,
right? So
yeah.
This is, it's an American flag made with baseball bats.
Yeah, that was like my first thing I made out of materials other than like just drawing or painting. I had just seen a picture of one of those online. I think there's only one other one that had existed before. And I said to my husband, who's in construction, like, we could totally make this. Like, let's just cut some
yeah.
bats up. And we did it in a weekend, and all of a sudden I had a waiting list. Like, everyone and their mom wanted this baseball flag, and so I was just like the flag lady all of a sudden.
Love it.
Now, that's amazing. So you have a piece up here called Mr. President, which is was just Trump. And the listing is $20,000. It says sold out. How many of those did you make?
Well, okay. So that piece I made, I was going to sell it. And then I got in touch with some people at the Ozarks who have a charity for kids, for all their local kids out there in the Ozarks. And I donated it to the auction, and it raised $20,000.
Incredible.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
For the kids in the Ozarks.
That is really amazing. All right, here's my offer. You ready?
Yeah.
Chief, we'll see if she's going to go for this. There is a piece up here that is called Commander-in-Chief, and it is Patrick Mahomes, if I'm not mistaken, right? Now, it says sold out, but I have in my studio, my office at home, I have approximately 3,000 pieces of vinyl. I will trade you those 3,000 pieces for Commander-in-Chief. Come on, that's a good deal.
Well, I never make the same piece twice, but I'll hook you up with a Mahomes piece.
How do you find your vinyl, though, in all seriousness? And I'm not going to give mine up, but I'm so impressed with what you do. How do you find it, then?
I used to go gather them box by box from everyone that I knew until I got connected with this guy named Billy Hurst, who's a photographer for the Cardinals, but he also owns a record store. And now he's like, Lindsay, I got a truckload for you. And I just, my husband takes his truck up there, and I literally look like a hoarder at my house because I have so many records.
But you have people also that would, you know, someone like me could come to you and say, maybe with cash, not an offer of a trade of records, say, hey, I'm going to commission. I have this idea. Can you do this for me?
No,
right?
I do bartering sometimes. We got all of our gutters on our house for a Mahomes piece.
That's great.
Yeah, we won't tell the IRS about that one. Chief, when it comes to this event and Lindsay's participation, because she's going to help raise a lot of money, let's talk about the cause. Because and maybe we assume that people know what happens at Guns N' Roses, but it's firefighters facing off against cops.
Right. It's firefighters against cops, and we do boxing. We have some mixed martial arts matches that go on.
Oh, there are some MMA? I didn't know that.
There are three, I believe, this year. We added that a couple of years ago. And it's all-out combat. You know, everybody's in there. They want to win.
I mentioned earlier, people take it very seriously.
Absolutely. It's about pride. You know, when you get there and you're in the show, you know, you're excited, you're amped up, you've got all your emotions going on, and it's about going in, and you don't want to be embarrassed,
sure.
Number one. You want to win, so you go in, and that's what you do. And, you know, now, over the past several years, it's really become like a production you see out in Las Vegas with a championship prize fight, something when you just saw the Jake Paul-Mike Tyson fight. It's like that.
Yeah, it is.
And, you know, you can see it on TV. And obviously you hear it on the radio here.
Yeah, Fox 2 is going to cover it, and then you'll hear the coverage here on 97.1 FM
but
Talk.
There's nothing like being there and experiencing the event. It'll be sold out. You know, so just the enterprise sold out is amazing in itself.
True.
Over 18,000 people in the building, screaming, cheering on their friends, and then you go out into the concourse area, and there's people who haven't seen each other in forever, and it's packed too. And they're out talking, just having a good time.
And this is even better with the renovations at Enterprise Center, because they did such a great job with those.
Absolutely. It's an amazing event. You know, and like I said, you're not going to have any more fun on the night before Thanksgiving than that. Steve Holly always says this is the unofficial kickoff to the holiday season in St. Louis, and he's not wrong.
No, absolutely. And it was a bummer that a few years ago with COVID that got interrupted, but you guys are back stronger than ever. Lindsay, your artwork is up at Lindsay Wanner. It's Lindsay Wanner.com. You just blow me away with what you're doing. It's really, really cool.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And I love it when people find their thing, their passion, right? Because I think you'd agree it's a little bit better than selling for the Yellow Pages, right?
Yeah.
Chief, thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Ron Battelle. Tell him that we said hello. And then are there tickets available right now?
There are a few tickets left. You got to really kind of scour to get them.
Okay.
If you go online, you can maybe find some. It's getting close to being a sold out if it's not already. You know, it's day by day right now.
Well, I'd love to. Now that we have sports wagering, you know, legal in Missouri as well, I bet there's a lot of side bets that go on with Guns N' Roses. Chief, good to see you. Thank you so much. In my neck of the woods in Eureka. Greg Brown, Lindsay Wanner, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll see you guys. Have fun at Guns N' Roses.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.